Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents One Simple Refrain by Nancy Ann Healy, narrated by Exie Sands. Chapter 1, Saturday, May 15th. Home. Jillian Byers often contemplated the meaning of the word home. People talked about leaving home, coming home, moving back home. It seemed to Jillian that home was a concept more than a place. Los Angeles became Jillian's home a month after her 18th birthday. That was 30 years ago. Why, she wondered, did everyone ask her how it felt to be home? Jillian was born in Crystal, Maine. That didn't make Crystal the place she considered home. In fact, the town felt more like a foreign country than a familiar friend to Jillian. Why did anyone assume that where a person lived as a child constituted home? Too many romantic novels, Jillian grumbled.
What was that?
A nervous chuckle preceded Jillian's reply. Just thinking about romantic notions.
Oh, now that you're home, you're finally thinking about settling down.
There was that word again, home. Jillian turned to offer her father a smile. Today was a good day. At least, it was a good day for Joe Byers. She reached over and clasped his hand. Now, whose definition of settling down are we talking about?
One of these days, Jill, someone's going to change your mind.
He already has, she replied.
Oh, no, you need someone to take care of you for a change. Why do you think I'm here?
On clear days, Joe understood his daughter's reasons for moving to Crystal. She was here to care for him. He resisted her offers for 2 years. One day, Jillian's overtures became plans. He sat down on the edge of his daughter's bed and hung his head.
It's not your job to take care of me.
I consider the rent-free living a step up, Jillian teased. Besides, you're a better cook than I will ever be. He laughed. Jillian never displayed an interest in learning any culinary skills. She could consume as much at the Sunday dinner table as any man he'd ever met, but she'd be loath to prepare any of it. He often wondered how she survived on her own without a resident chef. His wife suggested the microwave was invented with Jillian in mind.
Now that I know the truth.
He looked around the bedroom.
Is this really all you brought?
I thought the ad said this place came furnished. Joe threw a pair of socks from the bed at his daughter.
I didn't think doctors came with a sense of humor.
We study the funny bone. Joe groaned.
At least you didn't try to become George Carlin.
Are you suggesting I'm not funny?
I'm not suggesting a thing. I'll see what I can find for dinner.
Jillian watched her father leave and looked around the room. Crate and barrel you are not, she commented.
Oh well, musty farmhouse it is.
One, two, three. Why would any woman have children in her 40s? Four, five, six. Mom! Seven, eight. 9. Mom! 10. Up here. Are you hiding? Not well. What's your emergency? MJ asked. Chloe put her hands on her hips and rolled her eyes. God help me. Well, Grandma says you need to come down for dinner. Tell Grandma I will be there as soon as I finish putting away the laundry. Mom, Grandma made your favorite. Oh, of course she did. What did Grandma make? Meatloaf. MJ forced herself not to laugh. She hated meatloaf. It was her father's favorite. Year after long year, she choked down one forkful after another of her mother's signature dish. The only thing that made the endeavor less torturous were the gobs of mashed potatoes she used to wash down the stodgy meat. Meatloaf. Who thought it made sense to designate meatloaf an acceptable food? Tell her I'll be right there. Chloe waited. I promise. She said you'd say that. Grandma! MJ covered her face and laughed. At 7, Chloe was learning how to mother her mother from her grandmother. God help me. Can I watch TV? Since you helped Grandma with dinner, I guess so, MJ said. Chloe pumped a fist in the air and ran away. She reminds me so much of you, Leona Willard said. Of me. Funny, she reminded me of you about an hour ago. I never nagged you as much as that child does.
You said it
only because you thought it, Leona replied. How are you?
What do you mean? It's not a complicated question, MJ.
I'm fine, Mom.
In other words, you're lousy.
MJ was tempted to reply, not as lousy as that meatloaf.
She didn't.
I'm not lousy. I'm just, I don't know.
Lonely?
More like lost, I think.
I've always thought that was interesting, Leona observed. She picked up a few dishes and made her way to the sink.
What's that? MJ inquired.
It's strange how coming home can make a person feel lost.
Maybe that's because going back to where you were born doesn't always feel like coming home, MJ said.
Leona turned. I suppose that's true. MJ was surprised by her mother's response.
I heard my father share that sentiment many times.
What did Grandpa say?
It wasn't easy for him when he came back from the war. War-torn Germany was a far cry from small-town Maine. I'm not sure he ever felt a sense of home anyplace after that. Your father never said much. He felt the same way after he came back from Vietnam.
I can't even imagine.
Neither can I. Not really. But then again, I've been here my entire life. You haven't.
I didn't see the horror of a war.
Maybe not. You survived a battle, Leona said.
Hardly the same thing.
Oh, I don't know.
No one died, MJ reminded her mother.
No, but your marriage did. That's not a little thing, Marjorie. There's a period of mourning and anger before you can let go.
I suppose.
MJ's gaze wandered to the hallway. Her greatest worry continued to be Chloe.
I wish she didn't have to miss out.
Who says she's missing out? Leona asked. You mean because Jack's not around?
I do.
Also, having her parents together.
Well, he cheats, you cry, and the two of you tear each other apart? I don't think that's what Chloe needs to feel at home.
No, I know it isn't. I can't believe it, Mom. We waited so long for Chloe. I thought he'd be excited to have a little girl. It's like the moment he realized she was permanent, everything fell apart.
It's a big change. Are you defending him? Not in the slightest.
I'm sorry, Mom. I just can't figure out where we went wrong. 16 years. He threw it all away.
His loss.
Is it? What about Chloe?
What about her?
Mom.
Chloe's a smart girl, Leona replied. I'm sure she'll have questions. She'll miss her father at times.
Don't put your fears and guilt on that girl. If you take my advice about anything, take my advice on that.
Is that what you think I'm doing?
You don't mean to put your feelings onto her. I know. None of us do. Hindsight is a great teacher. Let Chloe lead, MJ.
I'm trying.
I know. Have a little faith. Sometimes it takes the hardest ending for you to find something better.
You watch too many Hallmark movies.
I do not. I watch ID Discovery.
MJ erupted in laughter. I'll be sure to sleep with one eye open.
I always said you were a smart girl.
Monday, May 17th.
Not quite what you're used to, huh?
Jillian flashed a smile at her friend.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
She held up a stethoscope. Seems pretty familiar.
Not exactly swank.
I never worked in Beverly Hills, Jillian joked. Ripped jeans, stained t-shirts, and stinky sneakers generally accompany most of my patients.
The joys of pediatrics, Donna Berry replied.
Indeed. I've seen more patients horrified by the condition of their children's socks than my diagnosis.
Donna laughed.
How's your dad?
Up and down.
Good days and not so good days.
For now, the good days seem to outweigh the not so good ones.
It's not easy.
No, and to be frank, the condition of his socks is equally horrifying.
Doc Jim used to say that pediatrics and geriatrics had a lot more in common than people realize.
And not just diapers, Jillian added.
No, Donna agreed.
Jillian looked at a picture on the wall. Doc Jim brought her into the world. He was a gentle soul, with a soft-spoken manner and constant smile.
He never gave out lollipops after an immunization. He gave out matchbox cars instead. Jillian loved to visit Dr. Jim Main. His office fascinated her, and his demeanor charmed her. More than any one thing Jillian could point to, he was the reason she wanted to become a doctor. He worked until he was forced to retire. In other words, when he died. Part of her felt unworthy stepping into his shoes. He was one of a kind, Donna said. Yes, he was. Jillian noticed a small box full of matchbox cars. Was he still giving cars away? Yep. Said that was another thing the seniors and the kids had in common. Jillian howled. He told me when I graduated from medical school that he would never contribute knowingly to Doc Earl's business. I'll bet he did. Doc Earl and Doc Jim were brothers, the local dentist and family doctor. Jillian remembered both fondly. Oddly, she preferred to look at someone's bottom rather than drill their teeth. The thought made her shudder. You okay? It is a little chilly in here. Do you know that Doc Earl tried to convince me to take up dentistry? Not surprised. He used to send Jim boxes of lollipops with a simple note that read, "Get with the program." I don't know what happened to that candy.
Those two.
Have you seen him yet? Earl, I mean, Donna inquired.
Not yet.
Truth be told, Jillian was practicing her procrastination skills. Earl Main was 6 years older than her father. From what Jillian understood, his mental faculties had declined significantly over the past few years. It was too close to home, a bit like peering into the future. I understand, Donna commented. Jillian turned and smiled.
I'll have to make a trip over there soon.
On a different note, what are you wearing to the reunion?
I didn't think I'd go.
What? Why wouldn't you go? Come on, Jill. Everyone will want to see you.
Here I am.
You know what I mean. Everyone? Who constituted everyone?
True, Jillian knew almost everyone from high school, or maybe it would be more accurate to say everyone knew her. Her class reunion would bring three graduating classes together. That was the only way they could guarantee enough attendance to reserve a banquet space, if you could call the local VFW a banquet hall.
There were a handful of people Jillian would be happy to see. There were also a few she'd prefer never to see again. Reunions. Being home was reunion enough for Jillian.
I don't know. I'll think about it.
Is there some reason you don't want to go? Donna asked. Let me count them.
Nothing specific.
Aw, come on, Jill. We can giggle at the football players who have beer bellies.
Jillian laughed. I'll think about it. Football players? It wasn't easy to field a football team in the area, not one that had the ability to be competitive. A regional school with a total population of 500 students did not make for competitive sports teams. Not usually. Girls' basketball proved the exception. Jillian was part of the All-State team for 3 years. She was also a national scholar and an accomplished musician. That made Jillian a known quantity, even if she would have preferred anonymity. Moving back to Maine was never in Jillian's plans. It wasn't because she endured a tortured childhood. For some reason, people paid attention to her. Worse, for some reason, everyone assumed she enjoyed the attention. She didn't. She enjoyed basketball. She enjoyed music. She even enjoyed her studies. Jillian never sought notoriety for her activities or achievements. People assumed too much, in her opinion. Jill is an extrovert. Jill revels in attention. Jill likes to be center stage. Jill is. Jill likes. Jill will. Jill can. Did anyone ever bother to ask Jillian what she liked, wanted, or how she felt about anything? One person. Only one person ever understood Jillian. And she was gone. Hey, no pressure, Donna said. If it matters, I hope you come. I could use the moral support.
Moral support?
After Doug left me, well, you know how people talk.
Well, if you want, we could go together and really get them talking, Jillian joked.
Does anyone know? Donna asked, other than me and your dad.
That I'm a lesbian? No, I'd wager the whole town.
Let's do it.
What?
Go to the reunion together, Donna said. I'll show up with a hot lesbian doctor, the one who was 2 years ahead of me and never knew I existed. You're serious, and I knew you existed. Donna shrugged. Gee, thanks. Come on, I can be popular for once. Everyone wanted to date you in high school.
Hardly everyone.
Everyone. Jillian snorted.
Okay, you win. I'll take you to the aged prom.
The aged prom? Isn't that the real definition of a reunion? Only if you wear puffy sleeves.
I might have an old blazer.
Stop.
Donna threw a pack of tongue depressors at her friend. Workplace violence is frowned upon, you know.
Jillian threw the package back and left the room. Well, at least work days won't be boring, Donna mused.
And no shoulder pads.
MJ spent years complaining she couldn't find a quiet space to work. It was quiet. No cars were speeding past the house, no honking horns, screaming kids, not even a barking dog.
Why can't I concentrate?
She watched as a hand placed a cup of tea on the table.
Thanks.
You're welcome, her mother replied.
MJ?
I think you should go to that reunion.
Why would I do that?
You need to make some friends.
Laughable.
Friends? MJ had two best friends growing up. Ellen Emerson and Sarah Porter lived around the corner from MJ's parents. She believed they would remain inseparable. Ellen's family moved to Georgia right after MJ's 12th birthday. Her departure strengthened the friendship MJ shared with Sarah. During the summer of MJ's 8th grade year, Sarah's parents announced their divorce. Sarah's mother decided to relocate to Connecticut, where her parents lived. MJ was left alone, more alone than she cared to recall. She had acquaintances in high school. She spent those 4 years lonely and planning her escape. MJ studied constantly, determined to ace her SATs and qualify for a scholarship that would take her away from the isolation of Crystal, Maine. Freedom arrived in the form of an acceptance letter from Georgetown University. She had her bags packed a month before high school graduation. The notion she would ever return to her childhood home was preposterous. Friends. MJ wasn't sure she wanted to make friends, even if it were possible.
MJ, Leona addressed her daughter cautiously. Mom, don't start, please.
I know you don't want to be here.
Shit. I love spending time with you.
I know that, too. This isn't home for you. I understand more than you think I can. I raised you. You couldn't wait to get out of here. Maybe if Sarah stayed, you would have been happier. You never gave yourself a chance, honey. You're here now for a while. Give yourself a chance. I'm not sure a high school reunion is the chance I need. People change, MJ. What could it hurt?
MJ forced herself to smile.
What could it hurt? Experience taught MJ it could hurt a lot. Why would anyone want to be friends with her now when they barely recognized she existed as a kid? People change. Maybe they did. MJ wasn't sure if people actually changed or if life forced them to act differently. One thing never changed. Her mother was not likely to give up.
I'll think about it.
Leona winked. You never know, MJ. Reunion day.
Already have a date?
Joe Byers inquired playfully.
If you consider Donna coaxing me into attending an aged prom with her, yes.
The reunion. Not too keen on that idea, huh? I wasn't all that interested in dances back in high school.
We always went to the dances, Joe said. I guess.
Just not with anyone who mattered. At all.
What?
Jillian asked.
Didn't get asked by the right person, Joe surmised.
That wasn't exactly in the cards.
Well, maybe you'll find the right person at the reunion.
I'm sure it will be a hotbed of women just waiting to date me.
Joe shrugged.
Stranger things have happened.
Like alien abduction?
Jillian was as sure as she'd ever been that alien abduction was a more likely scenario for the night ahead than finding a date, an actual date.
I thought you liked girls, not a little green man, her father replied.
Jillian's laughter filled the room. Her father's acceptance amazed her. He didn't blink an eye when she came out as a lesbian. At least he never blinked in front of her. She expected her parents to offer resistance, maybe even the suggestion of counseling when she told them she was gay. Both offered her a smile and a hug. They knew. It made Jillian wonder how many people had realized she was a lesbian long before she made any proclamation. That made her a tad nervous. It was ridiculous. Why should she care what people she hadn't seen in 30 years thought of her? Why, indeed? Jillian agreed to accompany Donna to the reunion because she saw no point avoiding it. Many of the people who would attend lived out of state. She wouldn't see them again for another 10 or 20 years if she survived that long. And she couldn't avoid the locals forever. The fact was, she would soon get to know many of the local folks more intimately than she had ever planned. Nothing screamed intimacy like a good old-fashioned pap smear or checking your friend's husband for a hernia. Jillian sniggered. Might as well break the ice over loud music and free-flowing alcohol.
Something funny?
Joe asked. Jillian took her father's hand and squeezed it. More like disturbing.
Must be those aliens.
Actually, you're not too far off. I'd better get going. Don't want to make my date wait.
Have a good time, Jill.
There is alcohol, so there is hope. Joe watched his daughter jog down the stairs. He laughed when the door closed with a thud. She'll never change. Jillian tried not to laugh at Donna. Donna had consumed 4 drinks in less than an hour. She kept attempting to count the people in the room.
Why do they keep moving?
Donna asked.
I think it's the Jack. Jack? Who's Jack?
In your glass, Jillian explained. Donna studied the contents of her cup.
It's okay, Jillian said. I've lost a few dates to Jack Daniels over the years.
Very funny, Donna replied.
I know, I really am.
Seriously, who are these people? Jillian shrugged.
Jillian Byers!
Oh, shit. Jillian painted on a winning smile. Dennis Carver. Great. Or not.
I heard you were back in the area, Dennis said. Oh, hey, Donna.
Donna rolled her eyes. Jillian struggled not to laugh. Looks like we have the same opinion of Dennis.
I can't believe you didn't call me to let me know you were here, Dennis said.
Believe it. Jillian's contrived smile pulled painfully at the corners of her mouth. Until now, Dennis Carver had been a distant memory, a distant, unpleasant memory. Of all the people to remain local, why did it have to be Dennis? He pursued Jillian relentlessly throughout their teenage years. Dennis was the proverbial jock. He loved to play the role to its fullest. She dated him briefly. Not briefly enough. Dennis, she greeted him cordially.
Have you been? The same, but you, big city doctor. Got tired of the rat race, I see.
More like I went where I was needed, she replied evenly.
Oh, right, your dad. How is the old man?
He's hanging in there, Jillian said. She noticed a familiar face at the bar.
If you'll excuse me, I'm sure Donna and Jack will keep you company for a bit.
Donna raised her cup.
Dennis? Meet Jack.
It made zero sense. MJ attended hundreds of functions in Washington, D.C., with dignitaries, politicians, and scholars. She never felt out of place. She enjoyed lively conversation and debate. She engaged with people across the political spectrum with ease. Here, surrounded by people she'd known since birth, Marjorie Jean Willard felt like a foreigner. She smiled as she passed a few people and made her way to the bar.
I need a drink.
You too, huh? Jillian said. MJ's mouth went dry. Was Jillian Byers talking to her?
What are we drinking?
Jillian inquired. Anything with alcohol, MJ replied. She held out her hand. MJ Willard. Jillian laughed.
I know who you are.
MJ's surprised expression made Jillian laugh harder.
You were the smartest kid in school,
Jillian said. Thanks, I think. Smart. MJ wasn't sure she was smarter than anyone. She worked harder than most people. She buried herself in books, stories about anything and everything provided an escape. Smart was meant as a compliment. She'd also been called funny plenty of times. Beautiful, sexy, interesting. Those were unfamiliar terms. That reality often made the offered compliment, "You're so smart," or "You're hysterical," seem like a backhanded insult. She accepted long ago that she was destined to be a nerd.
Smart is sexy, Jillian said. No offense, I hope.
For once, MJ was relieved to feel her jaw drop. Otherwise, she was sure she would have swallowed her tongue.
Hey, I didn't mean to embarrass you, Jillian said. I tend to say whatever pops into my brain. It's an affliction for which I've been told there is no cure, at least not for me.
MJ smiled. Let me buy you the drink we both need, Jillian suggested.
What's your poison?
I'd settle for a nice cold beer.
Perfect.
Jillian ordered two beers and handed one to MJ.
I thought you were living in D.C.
MJ choked on her sip of beer.
Easy there, Jillian cautioned. I was hoping to avoid any first aid tonight.
This had to be a bizarre dream. That was the only explanation that made sense. Had Jillian Byers ever talked to MJ? Jillian often waved or nodded when they passed in the hallway at school. MJ couldn't recall a single conversation with Jillian, not one. She spent plenty of time watching Jillian. Her stomach fluttered. Had she watched Jillian? She had. Dream. Wake up, MJ.
Are you okay?
Jillian asked. Me? MJ tried to recover. I'm sorry. I think I'm still adjusting to being home. Being back here, MJ said.
I get it.
You were out in Los Angeles, weren't you?
Yep.
Mom mentioned that. Don't tell me you flew here for this. Jillian burst out laughing.
This? Yeah, no. You?
Hell no. What do you say we take these beers and get out of here?
And go where?
MJ asked.
Anywhere but here.
I'd like to dodge Dennis before he weaves his way over here.
Dennis? Dennis Carver? Didn't you date him?
Please, no reminders or we'll need a lot more beer.
I sense a story.
Not a very interesting one, Jillian commented.
What do you say? If I come home this early, my father will want to play 20 questions.
I can identify with that, MJ replied.
Good. Let's go.
Jillian grabbed MJ's free hand.
Where are we going?
I have the perfect place. Shh, Jillian whispered.
Oh my God, I feel like I'm 15.
I told you if Dad knows I left that reunion, he'll want to know why. Then he'll lecture me on giving it a chance here, like I'm 12. He has that TV cranked up so loud, he'll never hear me sneak into the barn. I have a six-pack in the old fridge in case of emergency. MJ snorted.
Emergency beer?
Don't knock it. It's saving your ass tonight.
Fair.
Jillian carefully pried open the side door to the old barn. She held up a finger to signal that MJ should wait.
MJ watched as Jillian disappeared.
It gave her a moment to catch her breath. Jill Byers. Was she actually sneaking away with Jillian Byers? Maybe this was some long-suppressed desire to feel accepted at home, manifesting itself as a dream about reunions. And Jillian Byers. MJ forced herself to breathe. She prayed she wasn't acting as awkward as she felt. How many times had she imagined Jillian walking up to her and saying hello? Crazy fantasies of a kid who desperately wanted to belong. In MJ's world, Jillian was everything MJ could never be. Jillian was intelligent, athletic, outgoing, popular, and beautiful. It was the last attribute that made MJ's heart catch in her throat, her stomach knot, and her hands sweat. You're acting like a pubescent teenager, Marjorie. MJ hadn't examined her crush on Jillian for 30 years. She left it behind the day her father loaded the car to drive her to college. Bigger and better things awaited her. MJ determined that her crush was actually admiration. She wanted to emulate Jillian, not...
Okay, got it,
Jillian said as she stepped through the door.
Hey, you okay?
Shit. Yeah, just a little chilly.
Right, that's exactly the problem, MJ.
That breeze does make it colder. No worries. Jillian handed MJ the six-pack, held up a finger, and dashed back inside.
Now what is she up to?
Ta-da! Jillian emerged holding a flannel blanket.
Where exactly are we going?
MJ inquired.
My secret hideout. I claimed it in the 7th grade.
How long have you been home?
A few weeks.
And what makes you think you still own the deed to this hideout?
I do.
MJ laughed. Jillian appeared confident. Jillian was also not what MJ expected.
What did you expect?
Trust me, it's still mine. You're not about to leave me to my death.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?